The throne was supposed to be empty, but it wasn't. The demi-lich Acererak was sitting on it, glaring down at me silently. A dusty gold crown glinted on his withered head. He appeared exactly as he did on the cover of the original Tomb of Horrors module. But according to its text, Acererak wasn't supposed to be here. He was supposed to be waiting in a burial chamber much deeper in the dungeon. I considered running, but decided against it. If Halliday had placed the Lich in this room, perhaps he'd placed the copper key here too. I had to find out. I walked across the chamber to the foot of the dais. From here, I could see the Lich more clearly. His teeth were two rows of pointed cut diamonds arrayed in a lipless grin, and a large ruby was set in each of his eye sockets. For the first time since entering the tomb, I wasn't sure what to do next. My chances of surviving one-on-one combat with a demi-lich were non-existent. My wimpy +1 flaming sword couldn't even affect him, and the two magic rubies in his eye sockets had the power to suck out my avatar's life force and kill me instantly. Even a party of 6 or 7 high-level avatars would have had a difficult time defeating him. I silently wished, not for the last time, that the Oasis was like an old adventure game, and that I could save my place. But it wasn't, and I couldn't. If my avatar died here, it would mean starting over with nothing. But there was no point in hesitating now. If the Lich killed me, I would come back tomorrow night and try again. The entire tomb should reset when the Oasis server clock struck midnight. If it did, all of the hidden traps I'd disarmed would reset themselves, and the treasure and magic items would reappear. I tapped the record icon at the edge of my display so that whatever happened next would be stored in a vidcap file I could play back and study later. But when I tapped the icon, I got a "Recording Not Allowed" message. It seemed that Halliday had disabled recording inside the tomb. I took a deep breath, raised my sword, and placed my right foot on the bottom step of the dais. As I did, there was a sound like cracking bones as Acererak slowly lifted his head. The rubies in his eye sockets began to glow with an intense red light. I took several steps backward, expecting him to leap down and attack me. But he didn't rise from his throne. Instead, he lowered his head and fixed me with his chilling gaze. "Greetings, Parzival," he said in a rasping voice. "What is it that you seek?" This caught me off guard. According to the module, the Lich wouldn't speak. He was just supposed to attack, leaving me with no choice but to kill him or run for my life. "I seek the copper key," I replied. Then I remembered I was speaking to a king, so I quickly bowed my head, dropped to one knee, and added, "Your Majesty."
"Of course you do,"
Acererak said, motioning for me to rise.
"And you've come to the right place."
He stood, and his mummified skin cracked like old leather as he moved. I clutched my sword more tightly, still anticipating an attack.
"How can I know that you are worthy of possessing the copper key?"
he asked. Holy shit. How the hell was I supposed to answer that? And what if I gave the wrong answer? Would he suck out my soul and incinerate me? I racked my brain for a suitable reply. The best I could come up with was, "Allow me to prove my worth, noble Acererak." The Lich let out a long, disturbing cackle that echoed off the chamber's stone walls.
"Very well," he said. "You shall prove your worth by facing me in the joust.